Introduction. This report describes Riverside Park, the small public park in our neighbourhood, and offers an assessment of how well it serves the community at present. The park has been part of the area for approximately 40 years and is used daily by a wide range of residents. The report has been prepared by a long-time resident who has used the park regularly for the past 15 years and who has discussed its condition with around 30 other regular users in preparing this account. Location and demographics. Riverside Park covers approximately 3 hectares, between Market Street to the north and the river to the south. The neighbourhood it serves is one of the more densely populated in the city, with around 2,000 homes within a 15-minute walk. According to the most recent local census, the population is mixed in age and income, with a notable proportion of families with young children, older residents who have lived in the area for many years, and a growing number of recent arrivals from other parts of the country and abroad. The park is, in practical terms, the only substantial green space available to this population. Features and condition. The park has several distinct areas. The central grass field, of approximately 1 hectare, is in good condition during most of the year, although it becomes muddy in winter and has limited shade in summer. The pond, in the southeast corner, was partially restored 2 years ago by a community volunteer group. It now has clearer water, more native plants, and a small population of ducks, although there is regular litter that is not always cleared promptly. The children's play area, near the main northern entrance, has been comprehensively renovated in the past 3 years and is now among the better, small play areas in the city. Equipment is varied, well-maintained, and appropriate for several age groups. Surrounding benches are well used by parents and grandparents. Several smaller features deserve mention. The outdoor exercise area on the western side, while modest in equipment, is well used by a small group of regular morning users. The riverside path, which connects the park to a longer walk, is in good condition. 23 large trees, several of considerable age, are in good health. Users and use. The park is used by a notably wide range of people across the day. Mornings, 7 to 9 a.m., are used for walking and exercise, primarily by older residents. Late morning and early afternoon see parents with young children at the play area, alongside a smaller group of people sitting or reading on the central grass. The park is busiest after school, between 3 and 6 p.m., when children, teenagers, and families predominate. Early evenings see dog walkers and a small number of couples. The park empties significantly after sunset. 2 community events take place annually: a summer festival in July, organised by the Neighbourhood Association, and an outdoor cinema night in August. Both are well attended. Assessment: what works well? The park's main strengths are clear. The mix of features: open grass, play area, pond, exercise space, path, gives different groups what they need. The recent renovation of the play area has substantially improved the experience for families with young children. The community-led work on the pond is a positive example of residents taking responsibility for their public space. The wide range of users across the day suggests the park it is, in important respects, fulfilling its role. Assessment: what could be improved? Several issues, however, deserve attention. First, the public toilets have now been closed for over 2 years, with no clear timeline for reopening. This significantly limits the park's accessibility, particularly for older residents, parents with young children, and disabled users. Second, the southern entrance, near the river, has been allowed to fall into poor condition. The path is uneven, the gate is broken, and the lighting is inadequate. This entrance is used most by residents from the southern part of the neighbourhood, who are, in some respects, less well served than those who use the northern entrance. Third, there is little shaded seating. In summer, the central grass field becomes uncomfortable to sit in, and the older population, who use the park most consistently, have limited options. Fourth, while the park is generally safe, several regular users have noted that it can feel unwelcoming after dark, particularly for women, older residents, and certain minority groups. Improved lighting, particularly along the southern path and around the pond, would address part of this concern. Recommendations. The most useful improvements would be modest and practical. Reopen the toilets. Repair the southern entrance. Add shaded seating in the central area. Improve lighting on the southern and pond paths. None of these would require major investment. Together, they would significantly improve the experience of users who are, at present, less well served than others. Conclusion. Riverside Park is a small but important public space that serves a large and varied population. Recent improvements have been welcome, and the park's strengths are real. Its remaining weaknesses are, on inspection, neither structural nor expensive to address. They are, mostly, the kinds of small problems that accumulate when no one is watching closely. With modest continued investment, particularly in the areas described above, the park could serve the neighbourhood considerably better than it does at present, without losing any of what already works.